So, what caused you and Jack to move to California?
Well, Madison came back there. I got way off subject tonight. Madison came back and he thought, no way. We can't have these Lindsay children, their mother working, and not their father. So he took me aside, Madison did. He was awfully nice. He was 11 years older than Jack. And he ran off and came to California on his own when he was a little kid because his dad was so strict. But so he said to me, took me aside, and he said, now, Ina, would you let Jack come out here by himself, and I'll get him a job and room and board. He says, not going to live with me. He says, I'm going to put him on his own, and he has to root hog or die. That's all there was to it. You know, Mr. Lindsay was really, oh, he had the gruffest voice. You could hear him down the street here. Now you got to get up out here and get a job in the morning. But that's all it amounted to. It didn't fall through. Yeah. And he had about 12 old rentals all over town. And I said to him one time, I said, Mr. Lindsay, I wish you'd let us have one of those little houses and let us fix it up and be on our own. And, you know, and just make it or break it. And I thought maybe that would wake Jack up. But no way, Mr. Lindsay wouldn't do it. He only got about $15 a month out of the houses. But he wouldn't do it. And, well, naturally, he wasn't weighed on hand and foot and all the milk taken care of. He had a Jersey cow right outside the door here. And it had these great big crocks of milk like this. And I was a real tiny little frail thing. And so was Mrs. Lindsay. And we had to handle those. We strained this milk in these crocks. And then let it set, and the cream would raise up the top. And you skim that off and put it someplace else. When you got enough cream, you churned it for butter. You know, and I took care of all that. Naturally, he didn't want me to go. He didn't want the housekeeper to go. So Madison brought him out here in November, and I didn't get here till March, April. I didn't get here till April. Oh, he started in March. But Matt or Jack made me stop off in Pueblo, Colorado to see his sister, because you could just swing off of the Santa Fe and not, it didn't charge her anything to go see her, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to show off the Buddy and Connie. They were darling children. They were little chubby kids like Ian, and they both had curly hair, and I kept them dressed nice, and they were beautiful.